to the Moving to Maryland podcast. I'm here with Tressa, Megan, and who are you?
I'm Jake.
Jake.
Yeah.
Now, we either work in Fells Point, have lived in Fells Point, or live in Fells Point, and we're going to tell you all the ins and outs about Fells Point. What do you say, Tressa?
I say I absolutely love Fells Point. I like its walkability is my favorite thing about it. Its location is prime.
Yep.
Can walk to everything and get anywhere from Fells Point.
Yeah. Now, you come walking down the street from Little Italy, right?
I do. I live in Little Italy, and I walk to Fells Point, and I run through Fells Point several mornings a week along the promenade when the sun's coming up, and it's beautiful, and there's always a pleasant vibe.
There isn't really anywhere more walkable in the city, right? I mean, Fells Point's like the go-to story. I mean, you get Federal Hill, but and if you're in Fells Point, you can walk to just about anywhere you want to in the city. It's a great location.
Yeah. I mean, that's why my husband and I actually chose to move here when we were looking for a place. I mean, it just, the cobblestone roads actually made it very charming. Mm-hmm. The amount of people just walking everywhere with their dogs. I almost felt like we were the odd ones out without a dog. Now we have a dog, of course. Yes. But just, I mean, to be able to walk outside my door and go get a coffee, just like, you can't beat it.
If my thoughts were a desktop, half that desktop, when I think about like walkability, is Fells Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really like, it's when I think about walkability, I think about getting coffee. I think about walking to lunch.
Right.
I think about, meeting people after work and then in the bars and restaurants, getting some chocolate from the chocolate shop.
Yeah.
You know,
Kilwin's shop. Is that Kilwin's is the
Kilwin's.
Chocolate shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kilwin's is dangerous. It's so good. It really is.
I can walk home. You know, I can hang out with my 2-year-old son, just, you know, 10-minute walk to get home. And yeah, just that, it's so walkable. So yeah, I would say Fells Point is like at the heart of my walkability thoughts.
Sure.
Yeah.
The other thing that's great about it is that it is surrounded by other great neighborhoods. So, you know, to the south of Fells Point, you have the natural barrier of the water.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. The waterfront is, I mean, we sit here in our office and look out at the water.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade this. Beautiful. It really is. I mean,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Now, if you ever get into triathlons, you could swim across from Fells Point to Federal Hill back and forth right after the run.
Yes, I could absolutely do that. Put that on my list of things.
Or just take the water taxi.
Yeah, sure. Water taxi actually is a great way to see Baltimore from the water.
Right.
I don't know if you've come in by water.
But yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Absolutely beautiful.
No, it's beautiful, yeah.
When you're tired of walking, just get on the water taxi.
The water taxi is great. So you're saying like to our south is the water.
Right.
And then east is Canton.
Exactly. West, you've got Harbor East, Harbor Point,
Little Italy, your neighborhood.
And then you have North Upper Fells Point, Butchers Hill. So they're all great neighborhoods surrounding it, which makes it the most desirable.
Right. And I think that leads to a really diverse group of people that come down here. You and I have talked about that, Tressa.
Yes.
Like it's different ages, different backgrounds. I mean, you don't know who you're going to meet, who you're going to run into when you come into.
Yeah, there's no boundaries.
And when you see a real estate advertisement for any of those neighborhoods that you just talked about, what do they all say at the very end? Within walking distance of Fells Point.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Everybody says in walking distance to the waterfront, to the Inner Harbor, and Fells Point.
Yeah, exactly.
As because they want to come down to enjoy everything we've been enjoying for years.
Right. It's the epicenter.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about bars and restaurants.
I could talk about that all day.
All right.
What's your favorite restaurant, Jake?
My favorite restaurant here? There's a couple. For lunch, I would say burgers at Cooper's.
That's really good.
Yeah. Dinner actually at Dog Watch. It's pretty good. And I can't forget Ale Mary's too. It's like on the edge of Fells Point, but it's like that food of Ale Mary's is just.
Dog Watch actually, I saw it's closing down actually.
Are they really?
Yeah. You want a hug?
I would. Are you kidding me? Is it really closing down?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw the notice.
Oh, man, that's a shame. That's a shame. Hopefully they put something else in there, something similar.
Well, it's cool because there's like games and
Right. They've got games and it's a big space too, big TVs and whatnot.
Super cool.
That's a great spot. Yeah,
they got board games and Twister.
Kind of like Choptank has games, right? Still in the front.
Oh, they have some of the outdoor games. But I mean, they had like a board game section, all kinds of like interesting, kind of homey, basement-y.
Right.
Yeah.
Basement-y, I don't know.
Yeah. Basement, yeah. Megan, you like Bar Casino, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, where else can you just have beautiful water view while eating amazing food? And then their blackberry sangria is just absolutely.
I'm going to try that. Yeah. It makes me thirsty just hearing you say Blackberry sangria.
I've been going to Duck Duck Goose.
Duck Goose. Cooper's is a go-to for lunch. I love that the staff is so great. Service is so awesome. Chop Tank's good. A lot of space in there, especially when we have like 10, 15, 20 people. There's so many. Penny Black has got some really unique and different quirky like items on the lunch menu.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They have a brisket sandwich. It's fantastic. I think it's the best brisket in the city. They don't advertise as like a barbecue place.
You smell it.
They smoke it right there. They make a great brisket. That's really good. Yeah.
Can't forget Thames Street Oyster House.
Oh yeah.
Limited in the weekdays now, but
off the hook.
Yeah. So dinner spots. Where'd you go to for dinner?
I've said Duck Duck Goose is probably my favorite right now for dinner there. I really enjoy being at the bar there. Mm-hmm. Jake and I were talking earlier about bars in Fells Point that are very neighborhoody and you get to meet people.
Yeah.
Because I'll go to places a lot and just eat at the bar.
Yeah.
And mainly because it's a great way to talk to other people.
Right. I met my wife that way. We bumped into each other at the bar, started talking.
Right. Yeah. Point made. But also you meet people from out of town because it's also a lot of tourists in Fells Point. Mm-hmm. Draws a lot of people from out of town.
Absolutely.
And you meet really interesting people that are just here visiting. Like even at the bar at the Pendry.
Right.
You know, which is obviously a hotel.
Right.
And there are people at the bar there just for the weekend. And they have a lot of questions for you as a local and also as a realtor.
Right.
And it's just interesting to hear what brings them to Baltimore just for the weekend visit.
Right.
And that's, how can you forget, like, the Pendry? It's like one of the best, highly rated hotels in the middle of Fells Point.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
And the building is gorgeous. I'm so glad they kept that building. That old police station building. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous building, and it's indicative of that Baltimore architecture. That old, cool, historic Baltimore architecture.
All right, dinner places.
Oh yeah, we were talking about dinner places.
Well, this is a little bit more towards Harbor East, but Monarch, honestly, hands down.
That's
good. 2 minute walk out of Fells Point. That's the beauty when you come down here. It's a destination. You can say, okay, let's go to the Monarch for dinner, and then we'll come to the waterfront. In Fells Point for drinks.
And then listen to live music.
That combination, that network, that close. You could eat dinner at Little Italy. You could stop for a drink in Harbor East. You could walk through Harbor Point, stop somewhere, and then get into Fells Point and really get down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think in Fells Point, I like Red Star for dinner. Red Star is a lot of fun. Again, another big spot, too. Like they got a lot of room in there, a lot of space. Mm-hmm. Great food. And they do a brunch, too. The brunch is really good.
I was going to say, I did their drag brunch at Red Star.
Oh, yeah,
Was it fun?
Food was great, and it was such a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that was very cool.
I haven't been there for that, but I definitely want to get there.
It's cool. I think The Point does it as well.
Yep. So you got kids coming into town. Thames Street Park, that playground there is really, really nice. Our two-year-old loves it.
Oh, gorgeous, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go over to Patterson Park. It's a two-minute walk. They have two playgrounds there, and that park is amazing. So there's really good green space around Fells Point. I think people really realize.
There's a lot of green space. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
For dogs, too.
Dogs, kids, husbands, wives.
Right. I mean, when it's a nice day out, like, Memorial Day weekend, after we have that, winter, if you walk by, it used to be the, it's right by Charm City Run. There's kind of like that green space that everybody just kind of puts out a picnic blanket and just hangs out for the whole weekend. It's really cool.
You can look right across. You can look right across and see the Donald Sugar sign over there.
Yep.
And the Frederick Douglass Museum right there.
Yeah, Frederick
Douglass. Right
there. Yeah. I was just at a wedding there like 2 weekends ago, and the pirate ship went by. And everybody was like clapping at the wedding.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You guys went on the pirate ship?
Love it.
Been on the pirate ship, yes.
Yeah, pirate ship's fun.
It's a great
show. I like when the other little boats come up and start shooting at it.
That's fun. Yeah.
The promenade. We that promenade is, I'm on that promenade every day. I mean, it's literally right outside of here.
Well,
right?
It's awesome because you can literally go from Canton all down, past Canton and Fells Point to Harbor Point, Harbor East, around Key Highway to Federal Hill,
absolutely,
into Locust Point without crossing the street.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Pretty amazing if you're a runner or a walker or a cyclist, mm-hmm, or you're just pushing a baby carriage and want to get a nice walk in.
If you want some of the best views of the city, it's from the promenade. Right.
Oh,
looking across the water at the other side of the city from the promenade, you can't beat it. Honestly, one of my favorite things to do is walk from the Canton area this direction. I get about to where the crab place is, where the captain's. Captain James, yeah. Look across and see Fort McHenry over there, right?
Oh, yes.
That's such a gorgeous view. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I like over here at like 6 a.m. It makes me feel like I'm on Golden Pond.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great. All right. What about groceries?
That's pretty funny.
groceries. Yeah. You guys will know more about this. You guys actually live
Whole
over
Foods,
here,
but, of course.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
Whole Foods and Harbury's. Yeah. Safeway and Canton.
Mm-hmm. I go to Sprouts.
Sprouts is good.
Let's
Sprouts.
5 minute drive.
Really good. Yeah. It's better than Whole Foods, to be honest.
And across the street from that is Harris Teeter.
Yeah, they got a great steak section.
For quick groceries, I mean Safeway, it's a 2 minute drive.
It's across right across from my house, which is in Canton, 5 minutes from Fells Point. We talked about this a little bit. What about the neighborhoods? That's what you were talking about. You like all the neighborhoods.
I've got a friend that lives in Butcher's Hill. Ron, you know her, Michelle.
Okay, Michelle.
It's the Fells Point Dental.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She walks to work every day and drops her kids off at school on the way. Like, that's, and it's hard to explain to people from outside the city what that city lifestyle looks like, right? But that's what it is. Like, they're a one car family with two kids. I mean, it wouldn't be possible if you weren't in the city.
And right? I love what they do with my teeth.
Oh yeah, that's what these are.
It's also so cool in there. It's
all her.
Brick.
Oh, I love their office. When I fired my dentist and hired them, like I had no idea what I was getting into, and what a great dental.
Oh yeah, she's fantastic. There's a little plug for you there, Michelle.
Gotcha.
New Century School. There's all sorts of schools that are. Around Fells Point, in Canton, you got the charter schools on Wolf Street, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you got,
Hampstead Hill Academy.
Hampstead Hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have, what's interesting, you have you got a mix of people that go there, but you have people that you would think would send their kids to private school that love it there. Mm-hmm. And, most of my little neighborhood sends their kids to Hampstead Hill.
Involved parents.
In the city. And people are like, really? And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Like, you got to look at that. The Patterson Park Charter School up on Baltimore Street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really great school. So that's one of the things people don't realize is the schools are good.
Well, it really turned around in the last 2 decades. That's why people still have that old perception sometimes. Right. Yeah, but it's hard, schools it's hard are to all be, really good schools now.
Those, not everybody sure. leaves when they... in these harbor neighborhoods when you're having a kid, but a lot did, right?
Right.
And then a lot of people stayed when the real estate market kind of took a dip and they didn't want to, short sell or foreclose. And then a lot of people started moving here with kids because their friends were here with kids.
Yeah,
however
fun.
They ended up staying there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you go to the concerts in Patterson Park and it's 80% people have kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ron, you were involved with Friends of Patterson Park for a while, right?
Yep. Yeah. Set up their corporate fundraising committee some other people.
So you've seen the board for 5 years. You must have seen huge changes in this area this time you've been here.
You can Google it. It's one of the top 10 ranked urban parks in the country.
Yeah.
And I bought a house on Eastern Avenue right on Patterson Park years ago. And, there were still prostitutes in the area. Gone. It's been gone for... 10, 15 years.
Right.
Like the community just got connected. And then what you find around the Southeast is you have Fells Point, Canton, Butcher's Hill, Patterson Park, Highland Town. And it just became one big community that wouldn't put up with any.
Right. It's about utilization, like neighbors coming out and utilizing space. Right. And that's what drives change in the neighborhood. That's what's made this neighborhood so interesting.
Got rid of all the school dudgery. I want to use that word all day. All right, so you're moving to Fells Point. You got good grocery shopping, you got good kids, you got good parks, good things for kids. You got the walkability, the promenade, the health.
The shops.
The restaurants. Mm-hmm. You got the movie theater just opened up in Harbor East.
Yeah, just reopened.
Tons of barber shops.
Did you guys?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. They were open, so I just drove by, and I was like, they're open, and, I was like, I'm going to check out a movie. It was the first day they opened back up, and it's gorgeous. It looks great.
Did they really renovate the whole thing?
They did. They got the reclining seats now. The seats have seat warmers.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. So if you're prone to falling asleep in movies, you're definitely going to fall asleep again because the seats warm them up. Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to get over there.
Yeah. Yeah. But the shopping, beyond grocery shopping, beyond bars and restaurants, there is good shopping right now too.
the shops at Fells Point, like I love, you know, supporting local. You got Zelda Zen's, yep. You have
Seasoned Olive.
The Seasoned Olive. Great gifts there.
Great gifts. I buy them for clients all the time.
Yeah.
Or housewarming gifts, right. Or just a hostess gift, because right. You never show up empty-handed.
It's great.
Somebody.
Like, if I don't know what to get somebody, let me just go over there.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah. And 10,000 Villages for housewarming gifts, because you'll find really unique things there. That's an incredible shot. I like that.
That is a unique story.
Yeah, they pull stuff from all over the world.
Vinyls make a big comeback. Soundgarden's been a staple in the community for a long time.
Soundgarden's been a great place.
Now, nightlife, all the bars, there are so many different bars. It's another, what?
The locals, we call it the Cup.
The cup. Yeah.
Well, they just did the new, the new stage and the waterfront upstairs. Massive.
Oh yeah. It's almost like. How about their patio they built?
Yeah.
The patio's
rebuilt that whole vacant lot over there.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous.
That looks so great.
It does. Yep. But now you mentioned the Cup, the Admiral's Cup, right? I love them for live music. I really do. They get some of the coolest bands.
They really do.
And it's 7 days a week?
Yes. It's just like 7 days a week. There may be one night here or there, but it's
right.
They try to have a different band every night.
And the Cat's Eye.
Cat's Eye is great. Yeah.
Cat's Eye is a staple.
Yeah. You can't talk about Fells Point.
I love that the stage is like elevated, so it's like at my chin level. But they're like right there in your face,
you know.
It's always really good music.
De La Grande. Coughing.
We were just there earlier.
We got the bread, the bakery, right? You know, that says coffee now too.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Patango.
Patango.
Oh,
Patango.
Corner there. I mean, if you want to buy a truckload of bread.
Right. You can go to H&S.
They do have.
You want to order bread for like half the Mid-Atlantic?
Yeah. Go to H&S.
Well, they're not being ready to open up their bakery. It's called Need. Have you seen the sign? KNEAD, Need on Central Avenue.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what is that? It can be like a outlet?
It's going to be a retail bakery for people. Nice. You can walk in, buy things, and leave.
Oh, yeah,
a bigger location than their wholesale one on Fleet Street.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing about Fells Point people got to realize is it gets more expensive towards the water with housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, three blocks off the water, there could be an alley street with a $150,000 two-bed, one-bath house.
Mm-hmm.
And then two blocks away, there could be a $2 million waterfront townhome.
Right. That's true, yeah.
And then everything in between. Mm-hmm. And then you got Upper Fells Point, gets a little more affordable,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, it's, you were, Megan, you lived in one of the condos here.
Yeah, we have a condo here at Henderson's Wharf.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
It's incredible. So it's actually, the first floor is a hotel. It's really cool.
It's so cool.
But we have a 24/7 concierge, and then up above is just residences. We have a Facebook group for our residences. You know, we kind of have a parking garage and just say, hey, can I borrow a parking spot? You know, it's going to be super busy in Fells Point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just awesome. And then obviously the view that we have, at least at our unit, is just, you just cannot beat it.
Now, a lot of people try Fells Point in apartments. So you have Union Wharf, which is amazing, right next to us here.
Nice building. Mm-hmm.
Right? You have the Crescent Apartments.
Right.
Yeah.
Right across the street here, we have Thames Point.
The brand new ones, yeah.
It's a great way to try out the neighborhood. You know, I think before, you know, if you're into buying and not certain where you want to be, a lot of people come here for 6 months in Union Wharf.
Right.
And then get the feel like, oh, wow, this is like really, really cool.
Right. But also, I mean, you don't have to go to apartments. There's so many houses for rent as well. It's such a hot rental market as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There truly is something for everyone.
There is. Yeah. And I was going to interject
every price
about,
point, every age group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to interject about that. You guys know me. I'm a little more traditional, especially like I like historic stuff. So I like those little Baltimore row homes, right? Yes. And there's plenty of those here in Fells Point. So if that's the kind of house you want to get. That's the kind of city life you want. Those standard, cool, old Baltimore row homes, there's plenty of them here. Ann Street, where they've still got the stained glass numbers on some of those houses, that's great. That's fantastic.
And then if you want something that's, you know, like an ultra contemporary, updated, so you get a good blend of old and new, you got that too.
Yeah.
So, speckled with some really bad rehabs in there that you want to stay away from.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're here for, right? Really, keep an eye out for those.
Steer you away from those.
Yeah. Right. So that's the thing. We are all real estate agents. Our office is here in Fells Point. If you're coming down to the city and you're thinking about Fells Point or one of these neighborhoods around here, you want to reach out, give us a call. We can show you the neighborhood. We can show you the promenade. We can show you all the different places that make Baltimore, Fells Point real special for us.
Yeah.
Take you out for a drink.
Yeah.
Take you out for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Drink, breakfast.
Yeah.
We got a run on the promenade.
Or a run. 6:30 a.m.